You know, all I know is that Chris is one of the hardest working guys, you know, all season long since the preseason came, and he's a blue collar guy, and I think, for him, it's just it's a special time because, you know, his work's paying off, and I'm really happy for him.
Give us a little idea about how I can, how I can Jason have been able to fit together, because Ike's hardly ever here, and he's a rookie. I mean, they seem to have a good understanding of each other, and they haven't played that much together.
Yeah, I think Jason does a good job of communicating, and I think Ike's just doing a better job. I think what's helping Ike is the total group effort of, you know, our midfielders coming back and helping out and not isolating our fullbacks and, you know, not making it a hectic, you know, introduction to the league. I think the first game, you know, was a little different, but you know, let's put that behind us. And I think the whole team working so hard, and Ike's just, you know, a piece that's kind of, you know, at this time helped out, and I'm really happy for him.
You talked about a couple times the team really misses Jason because of everything he brings to the middle. Is this, do you get consistent games from him? Does it make a really big difference for the whole team, not just the back line?
Jason. Yeah, you know, but I think, you know, as much as, you know, I think Jason's, you know, a leader and he has a lot of heart, but, you know, even the guys that would come in now, I think, you know, you're going to see it, you know, now that with some wins, I think, you know, everyone's going to start to believe, and I think some guys got some good experience the other night. You know, I think Bobby Burling's coming back from injury, and Brandon McDonald can fit in that role, and I just hope these guys, you know, start to believe themselves, because, you know, they deserve it, and I think that's what wins and especially goals will do. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Can you talk about posting that shutout at home?
I mean, it was a shutout at home.
It's also your 100th win. Is there anything to say about that?
No, I mean, I think, you know, that kind of stuff is, you know, it's nice, but at the same time, it's really unimportant in the grand scheme of things.
Can you talk about the effort from the defense?
It was the effort of the whole team. I think from the forwards to the midfielders to the guys in the back, I think they all just worked so hard, and, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it. It was great to watch and great to kind of help contribute in a way, and I'm just happy that these guys came out and battled again, and like they did in Chicago, and you know, it was awesome.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks,
Frank. Talked about what a complete game that was for everybody. One of the better games he's seen since he's returned to San Jose. You've been here that long as well. I mean, would you agree with that assessment?
I guess. I mean, I try not to look back. You know, there's been a lot of good games, and, you know, let's, you know, I can specifically remember there was a 4-0 game against New England in 2008, and, you know, we were on a nice hot streak when Darren came, and, you know, I think we need to just put this in perspective and just say it was a great night, and but the work ethic has to be pointed out. And that's the stuff that has to be maintained, because I think, and I'm very, you know, set on just, you know, the wins or losses will come and go. But if you have a work ethic like that, you know, there's no way you can worry about those kind of things, because, you know, good things will come.
And can you talk about that double save at the end of the game there? You were pumped. The crowd was pumped.
Yeah, it was just like you know, living in the moment. You know, I think, you know, you kind of feed off the energy of the crowd, and it kind of got to me, and I'm not normally, I try not to be that emotional in games, I think, but, you know, in injury time, up 2-0, I think it was the time to kind of let go, and I'm really, you know, just happy that the shutout reflects, you know, the total group work ethic.
Congratulations on that.